From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. military officials say the U.S.-led coalition launched an airstrike that killed more than 100 people during a battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants. U.S. Central Command said Saturday that a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government had struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. What happened in the incident on March 17th in Mosul is still unclear. Some residents say a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-filled truck, detonating a blast that collapsed buildings packed with families. The Mosul municipality chief, who is supervising the rescue, said 240 bodies have been pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. Lisa Cran is the UN's humanitarian coordinator in Iraq.
We're waiting to see what the results of the investigation are. We know that there have been many, many families that have been impacted by this tragedy, and that there are a large number of injured, a large number of deaths.
The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government denounced earlier Saturday that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists after reports emerged of heavy civilian casualties. Thousands of Russians took to the streets Sunday to protest corruption and demand the resignation of Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev. The demonstrations called by the opposition leader Alexei Navalny appear to be the largest coordinated protest since the massive 2011-2012 demonstrations following a fraud-tainted parliamentary election. Earlier that month, Navalny published a detailed report accusing Medvedev of amassing a collection of mansions, yachts, and vineyards through a shadowy network of nonprofit organizations. This is VOA News. A China Influence Committee has chosen Carrie Lam as Hong Kong's next leader. China's communist leadership had lobbied behind the scenes for Lam, so her victory came as no surprise.
Fellow Hong Kong citizens, my big thank you to you all. Here, with humility, I stand as chief executive-elect of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region of the People's Republic of China, and ready to begin a new chapter in our journey together.
John Tseng, the widely popular candidate, came in second place. The elite election committee was at the root of the protest as activists decried the lack of a direct choice by Hong Kong's 3.8 million registered voters. Cincinnati officials in the U.S. Midwestern state of Ohio said at least 15 people were shot, one fatally, in a crowded nightclub early Sunday. The police assistant chief said the scene at the Cameo nightclub was a very horrific situation. He said hundreds of people were in the club when the shooter opened fire. Local television station WLWT reported several of the victims have life-threatening injuries and that officials have not said whether anyone is in custody. Authorities say there may have been several shooters. It is not immediately clear what caused that deadly incident. Riot police in Belarus have launched a massive crackdown on protesters trying to hold a banned march in Minsk. An estimated 700 people were trying to march through a central part of the capital. That's part of a wave of anti-government protests against a new tax on workers. Truckloads of police intercepted the protesters and attacked them with clubs Saturday. Hundreds were reported arrested, including journalists. It has been mired in recession since 2015, and many opponents of the unpopular tax say they are effectively being penalized by the same government that has failed to reduce unemployment. President Trump is turning his attention to tax reform following the collapse of the effort to repeal and replace the nation's health care plan. Republicans were forced to cancel a vote on the replacement bill in the House of Representatives because it did not have enough support. Mr. Trump laid some of the blame for the bill's failure on Democrats. And U.S. President Trump is turning again to tax reform. He said talked Saturday, and there was a tweet that the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, would explode eventually, and said that we will get together and piece together a great health care plan for the people, don't worry. In a U.S. counterterrorism airstrike earlier this month in Afghanistan has killed an al-Qaeda leader responsible for a deadly hotel attack. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.